Over 300 people wined and dined Friday night to raise money in the fight against stealing.
Our goal was to raise at least $20,000 to give to Save Our Canyons and Winter Wildlands so that they can advertise and make it known to the other 90% of citizens of the Salt Lake Valley about what's going on, because they don't know.
That's Jamie Kent. He and his family are on a mission to make sure the public knows about the proposed ski lift.
People don't know. And I think that was the intent of the Ski Link proposal, is they didn't want people to know about it.
Ski Link is a proposal to connect the Canyon Ski Resort near Park City and Solitude Mountain Resort in Big Cottonwood Canyon with a gondola. But Carl Fisher, executive director of Save Our Canyons, suspects the plan could eventually do more than just that.
Ski Link is going in adjacent to one of the biggest chunks of private property in Big Cottonwood Canyon. And we feel like this is the access piece to ski in, ski out, chalets and things like that.
Fisher says the project also threatens the valley's watershed. And he says the process has been far from transparent. Now the group hopes to use the money from the fundraiser to educate the public.
I mean, we need to make trips to Washington, D.C. We need to spread the word. To do that, we need to do advertising and marketing, something that we've never dabbled in before.
Mike Gore, general manager of the Canyons Resort, says the project would benefit the state's economy by giving Utah the first interconnect of its kind in the U.S. And he says he's confident the project is environmentally safe.
We, with certainty, can say that it does not impact the watershed, but there's no better way to answer that question than to put it in front of the public, local citizens, and in front of local government. And if it is determined that Ski Link would have an adverse impact on our watershed and water quality, then it shouldn't be built.
Gore admits, even though he doesn't agree with everything Save Our Canyon says about the Ski Link project, the two sides can agree on one thing.
As far as raising awareness to the project, I do think that that is important. And so I actually agree with them that raising awareness of the project is helpful for everyone.
If the Ski Link project is approved, it's still too early in the process to project a completion date. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.